Now, Denny, we're only a few weeks away from Daytona. It's your 11th 500, if I'm not mistaken. You're driving the 11 car. I don't know. I kind of like those odds.
I do. It definitely has a good ring to it for sure. And you know, like I said, like we talked about earlier, I'm so close at the 500, finished in second and third and fourth over the last few years that you know, we got to get that win. And we won in the unlimited race that leads up into it a handful of times, but haven't got that 500. So that's very important to us to get that done this year, because obviously you don't get too many opportunities at this.
It seems like you guys have had the winning car, or at least one of the top winning cars, in the 500 and during speed weeks for the last few years, but just restrictor plate racing and everything that comes with restrictor plate racing just kind of keeps you away from that. What do you have to do this year?
It's just so strategic. I mean, and it's not about what you necessarily do, is, you know, everyone around you, and everyone around you has to make the move for you to make your move. And so it's a constant game of chess of figuring out where to put your car at the right time to be out front on those last few laps. So it's very hard to do. It's obviously, we haven't done it yet. It's been 10 years now. We've come close. So I feel like we're edging our way there towards the front, and this could be the year that we break through.
It could be, but something that did happen during the off season is you had the surgery. How are you feeling, most importantly?
I feel better. You know, obviously, I've felt better also. So it's just, anyone that's been through an ACL surgery knows that it's very painful for the first few months. You're going through the rehab, and then you're really a year out from when you really get back to 100%. So it'll be the end of the year before I am 100%, but inside the race car, everything should be fine by the time I get to Daytona in just a month or so.
How close are you percentage-wise? 30%? 90%? Where are you?
You know, I felt like I was 50%, you know, a week ago. Now I feel like I'm 55, 60. It's just, I continue to get better, and it all comes back to how much time can you spend in the gym getting it better.
And you look at this West Coast swing, the Auto Club Speedway, obviously it is one of the best, if not the best, racing that we see all year. But kind of mixed emotions for you. You've had good runs out there, but just also bad memories out there.
Yeah, it has been a tough racetrack physically on me, for sure, you know, with the wreck in 2013. But, you know, really, we came back in 15. We ran really strong this past year and had a chance to win it. Had a pit road penalty at the end that kind of took us out. But I'm confident that it could be the racetrack that I break through and win at the first time. So I'd like to start crossing off these racetracks as I'm probably 50% over in my career. I'd like to start crossing off some of these racetracks I haven't won at yet, and Auto Club would definitely be at the top of the list.
You've been so good out there in the last handful of years. What leads to that success? Is it just the program at Joe Gibbs Racing, or is it just your driving style?
A little bit of both. I think that our cars have always run well there at Joe Gibbs Racing, but I think it's just that surface and the tire and how you have to run that as a driver. It just seems to fit my style a little bit better.
Absolutely. And, you know, your teammate Kyle winning the championship last season. Are you guys kind of looking at some of their notes from last season and comparing to what you have for this season?
Absolutely. I mean, you always look at anything that you can to make yourself better. And with those guys winning a championship, you kind of look at that and figure out how did they get through those 10 races unscathed and continue to move on. And so it's all about getting hot at the right time and winning that final race, obviously.
Absolutely. And I got to ask you, The Bachelor?
Yeah, to say I'm an avid watcher maybe is not correct, but, you know, yeah, if I'm an innocent bystander on the couch while the girlfriend and her friends are out there watching, yeah, I'll watch it every now and then.
I mean, you know, if your girlfriend's over and, I mean, you got a bunch of other beautiful women in the room, I mean, and they want to watch this, I don't think that's a really bad position.
You know, typically if you look around the nation, it's wine night for a lot of girls, so, hey, I'll participate in that.
You're the designated driver, aren't you?
That's right.
Well, thanks, Denny, and good luck in 2016.
All right, thank you.